Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 603. We're in Binyan HaBayis, towards the end of the book. Deeper look into the spirit of intimacy, taken from primarily Lesson 3, he expands on it. And in Lesson 2 and Lesson 3, he expressed that the Messiah from generation to generation pertaining to Oina, to proper intimacy, is that it must include joy. It must include Simcha. The Chazal described the mitzvah of Oina as Zman Simchasa, of her Simcha. And what he learned from his Rabbeim and from the story in Rav in the Gemara, which we talked about back in Lesson 2, and it's expressed in the Rambam and the Ramban in Lesson 3, that the real element of Oina is Simcha, is joy. Now, we have to talk about the Shulchan Aruch itself. The Shulchan Aruch, we see a different picture, that the Iker Hadgasha is fear, in a great extent. And by the way, which we're going to talk about, that's why you need Hadracha, Besair L'Seira, from generation to generation, connecting to Gedolei Hadar. Here's one instance where we do not paskin like this Shulchan Aruch. You have to have a certain degree of yira, which we're going to talk about, of a healthy awe, yes. But in the way it's put here, no. It says in Reish Mem, Simen Zayin, V'yishamish, you should engage relations, be'ema, with a trepidation, of a yira, with a fear. K'mesha'ama al Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yezer, she megala tefach, he revealed a tefach, o mechasa tefach, and he covered a tefach, and is forced by as if a shade, a demon, forced him to engage in this act. And the Shulchan Aruch provides three explanations, or what it means, he says they're all valid, and this person who's shemen afshay, he should keep all these things. And it's a big question on everything that seems clear in the Gemara, not like this. And how did the Shulchan Aruch get to this? And the G'daylim of the generation, Rav Moshe asked, they gave him 10 different answers, not satisfied with any of them. The Stipler addressed the words of the Shulchan Aruch, and he'll explain it in a moment. I just want to say also, that's why even when you learn Mesillas Yesharim, it talks about Precious, and over there he quotes the Shulchan Aruch from the Gemara. We don't paskin like this. This is not the Mahalach. But again, when you learn Mesillas Yesharim, if you don't know what the Rabbeim say and the Messiah says, so you have to always, even when you're learning Musa Svarim, you have to know how to go about it. A regular person reads this, and all of a sudden on his own, he's going to try to conduct himself this way. It's going to be disastrous. So you need Hadracha. The Stipel explains the words of the Shulchan Aruch as follows. He says that it says that in Shulchan Aruch, this idea of what Rabbi Lozah says, and the Yishamish Meim of a year and all this is only after a wife was mefuyeses and merutz l'kazayis, meaning she's aroused, she's sexually aroused, and she still desires this conduct. If it's not with her full consent when she experiences sexual desire. You see, if she doesn't, she has a low libido, or she doesn't express it and she's Michael, that doesn't mean anything. That means it has to be accessed. But if she does get aroused and feels that, and nevertheless says, I want to overlook it and we'll conduct ourselves in this way, the Shulchan Aruch says, that yes, but otherwise, usser level mibli haskamasa. You can't have relations this way without her consent. And the Siddur Yavetz is the true halacha according to the Torah, the way he says you should conduct the Oina. And then he brings down, the Shulchan Aruch says, and it says in Arches Chaim, in the name of Nazir Shimshin, according to the Zoya and Arizal, that is like the first opinion. Other opinions are Asar Api Kabbalah, what the Shulchan Aruch says. One of them is, you know, with clothing and all that. The Arizal says that we don't, you know, that's not the way you do it. And you have to have Chibik V'Nishuk, V'Kein Kosev HaChosed Yavitz Emdin B'Sidurei Beis Yaakov, Hanhogas Leil Shabbos, that he brings down that Ein Zivik Shelo Yaktim Eilav Chibik V'Nishuk. There's no union that does not proceed with hugging and kissing. And there's two types of kissing. One is before the union. The kisses are in order to arouse the husband, to arouse and be mefayis his wife, awaken the love between them. And then at the time of the union, that's another form of kissing. And then the Yavetz says, V'tzarech shetei miyashav das ishtoi, you must bring her to a certain state of peace of mind, or misamcha, make her happy, mechina, prepare her, misada b'dvar mamsamcha m'alev, make her heart joyous in order that she reaches a state that she desires him, k'dei shetasik esatavase aleha, till she reaches a state in which she desires him greatly. And then it says, ad zei nikabin shimasavei neil, you could tell that state of sexual arousal from her breathing patterns and from her eyes. And that's how they come to love each other. And so too, with this mutual love in the time of the union, will be the intellect of the child that is born. So the ahava is greatly stressed here. The ahava b'shas tashmis is greatly expressed here. So there was a certain Talmud Chacham, Rav Moshe Shechadowitz said, that was teaching in public to follow exactly like the Shulchan Aruch said. And Rav Moshe Shechadowitz, he says, he's going to say it first person, what Rav Moshe related. I approached him with a list of all the words of Chazal and the Rishonim that indicate the opposite of the Shulchan Aruch. And after seeing that all my attempts were not successful in changing his perspective even slightly, I took him to ask our teacher, the Stipler. And the Stipler began by asking him, why do you perform this act with fear and trepidation? Who is that you fear? And this Talmud Chacham responded that it brings a Gilui Shechina, and because by the Shechina, you know, it's brought down, you have to have Be'ema V'yira B'reses V'zeyah, there's fear and trepidation. So because of the Shechina being there, I'm afraid, I have this Yira, like the Shulchan Aruch says, because of the Shechina. And the Stipler responded, you fear because of the Shechina? You have no Shechina in your home in the first place. Because Chazal taught us that that Shechina is only rests Metayich Simcha. Ein Ashina Shechina Shari Ela Metayich Simcha. And the disciple continued his attack. If there is a proper expression of fear in this union, it is only the fear that you do not allow your wife to feel like she is being trampled on by a lion. That, and this is exactly what your behavior accomplishes, and perhaps your actions would even be included in the Isser of the 9 negative attributes that we talked about. So you see this implication, the tremendous implication. It doesn't mean kalus reish. We'll talk about that. The words of the Stipler are seen also in the Sefer Chassidim, Simon 362, that he explains there in Sefer Chassidim that there are instances where a person can be negligent in his performance in a mitzvah when trying to be machma on himself. An example of this would be a person tries to increase his focus on Yiras Shamayim at the time of intimacy by removing physical desire for his wife. And this is what he says in the Sefer Chassidim. Listen carefully. Yesh dvarim, there are things shem tachmir ala odam. If you are stringent, lo yaseh ha-mitzvahs, you will not do mitzvahs. Vayisei chassid, there was a certain chassid, lo yaseh menashik l'esponav mekelek she'smech l'dvar mitzvah, v'libay sameh b'havas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, menashik mefiyim k'dei shemach shavayisam t'chanes v'libam. This chassid would not kiss his children unless he was happy from a mitzvah. So when his heart was happy from a mitzvah anyway, because of love of Hashem, he would kiss them on the mouth, with his mouth, sorry, he would kiss them, the child, so in order to feel the feelings of love Hashem should enter into the hearts of the children. Amrulai, and they said to him that as follows. They said to him, Lefish devarecha, according to your own words, Tahara b'yira shamayim b'shas b'ya yebenecha tzadikim. According to your own logic, you would think that fear of heaven at the time of your intimate union with your wife is primary, this yira, so that you should have children that are tzadikim. And this chassid answered back, no. By children, I do it this way, but by my wife, it's different. Birvois ha-taiva yiu ha-banim tzadikim. With excessive desire for my wife, the children become tzadikim. Lifi shehir ha-taira mevatelas ha-taiva. Thinking in Torah at that time negates physical desire, and you need the physical desire. So with his children, and I guess he learned this a little bit by Yaakov Avinu when he met Yosef, he was leaning Kriyishma, he redirected his hergish of Ahavas Hashem, his love for his son, to Dveikas Hashem, and then expressed it through his son. So with children, maybe it's that way. But with one's own wife, with Oina, it does not work that way. You can't think of these things that diminish desire, even if it's Divrei Torah type of things. You need to focus on the actual mitzvah itself of connecting with one's wife, with that physical desire, and doing everything you do properly in the Oina and so on and so forth. Intimacy requires being involved with the physical desire, which draws one to his wife. That requires a person not to focus on excessively on the Yir Shamayim concept, which will remove the physical desire. Okay, we're not talking about, he says it very clear, this is not talking about embracing physical pleasures for their own sake. It does not mean you don't have a certain amount of Yir Shamayim in your heart. Of course you do. But rather, there's a requirement in this Yir Shamayim to be maisif primarily the simcha, the ahava, to arouse one's physical desire towards one's wife in order to allow their bodies to achieve that perfect state of physical unification. That's why joy is primary and the yira is hidden and secondary. Not really secondary, it's in the heart. But the simcha, the shchina, the hashra'as hashchina, is madgish be'ikr because of the simcha shabai. So he's going to talk here about the idea of what it means here. Thoughts on his own about it, and he spoke to Gedolei Hador, who praised his machshava. And he basically goes through, I'm going to go this a little more brief, but basically, Shchina is expressed in our world, one through the Beis HaMikdash, which is a permanent Beis HaMikdash, built by Shlomo HaMelech in Yerushalayim, and the other one is the Mishkan, the temporary one that Moshe built when they received the Torah, and they were encamped in the desert. And there are two Mishalim to bring the understand this. Number one is, a great, powerful king. And there was a day that a king needed to travel to a certain city that was very far from its capital. He sent messengers to the wealthiest person of the city. As soon as you receive this letter, prepare the city to receive the glory of my honor. And prepare your home, because your home will be the house of the king while he's in the city. So, of course, this wealthy man has fear, has anxiety. And he'll buy new furniture. He'll fix his home in every way. Put in an addition even. And his anxiety will increase because maybe the king won't find favor in his eyes. So that's one mashal. The opposite mashal is the king sending a letter to a close childhood friend. My friend, remember the special times we spent together in our youth? I'm tired, you know, the kingship has a burden on me. I would need a vacation. I need to get away from my palace. I want to come stay with you for a short time, but I have one request. Please don't change anything in your home for my sake. I'm coming to you as you are, and you'll help me as a friend that needs a vacation, meaning no fluff, no fancy things, just regular, like a regular citizen. Now, he was besimcha. The king's friend is besimcha to earn the fact that the king is going to be his guest with no demands. That's the dimyon between Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. The Beis HaMikdash, you're in front of Hashem. Yaakov Avinu said, Ma noira hamokam hazeh. There's a yiras HaMikdash, a moira HaMikdash. Mikdash Ma'at, Beis HaKnesses, is like that too. Mishkan is a shechina in Golos. Hashoichen itam b'soich tu moisam. Even b'shas tuma, the shechina is with them. The shechina joins them on every level, the intimate bond. And that is the idea of an oina. It rests not from the Shechina, not from laziness, not from sadness, not with frivolous laughter, not with lightheadedness, but things that are a simcha shel mitzvah. So it is clear. Do you require Yir Shamayim? Of course you require Yir Shamayim. But we are a Bechina of a Mishkan, and an Oina, that is what it is. Where the primary is the joy. Begiloi berada. Be joyous with some trepidation. Yes, there has to be sham. B'mokim gila shanti yira'ada. There is a certain thing. But the reason why the Gedolei Yisrael, unlike what is written in the Shulchan Aruch Befeirish, doesn't emphasize fear, is because the Shechina relationship that is inspired is similar to the Mishkan Hashechin Ita Masech Tumasam. And the primary emotion has to be Simcha. A couple's primary emotion needs to be Simcha in their heart. So that's what the Stipler taught, that if there's no Simcha in the physical union, there's definitely no Shechina. And that is the Yisoid here of having healthy, intimate relationships where the Simcha is primary. Does it have to be a certain Yirah Shamayim? Of course. Kalus Roish? Of course not. Kalus? Yes, we learned this before. The Chazon Ish says certain lightness needs to be there. Person knows what Kalus Roish is versus Kalus. A person knows what unhealthy lightheartedness, which is vulgar and mundane and degrading, what that is compared to just simply being lighthearted and fun-loving and with an expression of joyous joy with one's wife. And that is what is needed, primarily. Bracha v'atzlacha.